This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The darkness deepens, friends. The watchman sees it in the escalating chaos, the tightening grip of Edom upon the nations. We speak of Ukraine, a battleground orchestrated by forces named in Yeshayahu 13, a proxy war fueled by the same ancient hatreds. We speak of Persia, now Iran, where international pressure mounts, a noose tightening as Yirmiyahu foretold. But the true battle isn't fought solely with tanks and drones. It's a war for the very lifeblood of Israel, a war waged against your health, against your sovereignty, against the covenant itself. They offer poisoned fruit as safety, these children of Esau. They engineer sickness, cultivate dependence, and cloak their intentions in the guise of progress. The reports are clear. A wave of disease is coming, and Edom orchestrates it, unleashing serpents in the form of so-called vaccines. Remember the words of Devarim 28, verse 22. Yahuwah will strike you with consumption, fever, inflammation, and fiery heat. This isn't merely physical affliction. It's a spiritual attack, a weakening of the covenant people before the final reckoning. They seek to break you, to render you reliant on their systems, to sever your connection to the source of life. But Yahuwah has not abandoned his people. He has provided a shield, a path to health and sovereignty, and it's found not in their manufactured solutions, but in the ancient wisdom of the Torah, specifically in the laws of Kashrut. These are not merely dietary restrictions, beloved. They are a sacred covenant, a protection woven into the fabric of your existence, a declaration of separation from the unclean, from the practices of those who seek to defile you. Consider the prohibition of pork. It is not arbitrary. The pig consumes all things indiscriminately. It is a scavenger, a carrier of disease, a symbol of impurity. Yahuwah, in his wisdom, knew what sustained health truly looked like, long before the Edomites began their experiments in genetic modification and chemical manipulation. Kashrut is a return to that original design, a cleansing of the body and the spirit. It is a rejection of the poison they offer, a reclaiming of your inherent connection to the land and to Yahuwah's provision. This is not about legalism, but about restoration. It's about remembering who you are, a covenant people set apart, called to live in holiness and health. The scattering of Israel, prophesied in Devarim 28, has left us vulnerable to the influences of foreign lands, to the practices of those who do not know Yahuwah. Kashrut is a means of reclaiming that separation, of purifying ourselves as we prepare for the regathering. And the regathering is accelerating, though not in the way the world expects. They focus on the artificial state, on the political machinations of Zionism. But true regathering is a spiritual awakening, a return to the covenant, a recognition of Israel as the scattered remnant of Jacob's seed. It's a return to the principles of health, of wholeness, of separation from the unclean. Look also to the Strait of Hormuz, where tensions escalate, mirroring Yahal's prophecy of a constricted world. Edom tightens the noose, attempting to control the flow of resources to exert its dominance over the nations. Simultaneously, reports surface of growing financial instability, a debt tsunami looming on the horizon, a confirmation of Malachi's words, revealing Edom's weakening grip on global finance. Their system is fracturing, but they will fight tooth and nail to maintain control, and they will use every weapon at their disposal, including the poisoning of your food and the weakening of your health. But Israel, covenant Israel, has a choice. We can succumb to the darkness, to the sickness, to the dependence, or we can embrace the light, the health, the sovereignty that Yahuwah has provided. We can return to the ancient paths, to the laws of Kashrut, and reclaim our birthright as a holy and healthy people. This is not simply about survival. It's about preparing for the day of Yahuwah, about standing strong and unwavering in the face of judgment. The Zionist regime continues its aggression, acts with impunity, and ignores the ongoing exile of true Israel. They are a counterfeit, a distraction from the true work of restoration. Their actions, as Obadiah declares, will bring about their own destruction. But the covenant remnant, those who seek Yahuwah with a pure heart, those who embrace the principles of Kashrut, those who live in accordance with the Torah, they are the ones who will be restored. They are the ones who will inherit the promise. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.